This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday the 28th of November. And the ever unpredictable J-League has done it again. We're all set now for a three-way shootout for the J1 title on the final day of the season, after leaders Kashiwa Reysol were held to a 1-1 draw at home to Cerezo Osaka on Saturday afternoon. Find out more after this. Well, starting in Kashiwa, and after a goalless, error-strewn first half, the hosts had their status as championship favourites severely threatened when Cerezo took the lead 3 minutes into the second period. A Hiroyuki Omata corner from the left-hand side was headed on by Hiroshi Kiyotake for the unmarked Taikai Uemoto to fire in from 6 yards. But the goal sparked Kashiwa into life, with Corky Mizuno firing narrowly over and Junya Tanaka hitting the post as the players in yellow piled forwards in search of an equaliser. It finally arrived on 65 minutes, Tanaka laying the ball off for Leandro Dominguez to slot home from inside the D. Reysol were not able to find a winner, but the draw at least allowed them to escape with a 1-point lead over second-placed Nagoya Grampus, who ran out comfortable 3-0 winners at home to bottom side Montedeo Yamagata. All three goals arrived in the first half as the result of Jungo Fujimoto's set pieces. Joshua Kennedy heading home a corner for his 19th league goal of the season on just 7 minutes, before Marcus Tulio Tanaka was first to get ahead and then a foot to 2 long-range free kicks in 8 minutes just before the interval. Gamba Osaka retained their hopes of glory in third position with a tense 1-0 victory over Vegalta Sendai. South Korean forward Lee Kun-ho scored the only goal with a header from Hiroki Fujiharu's cross, but Gamba were given several scares in the dying minutes. Diego headed over a glorious opportunity from close range before young defender Kim Jung-ya got in a terrific block to deny Yuki Muto. Each of the three contenders now face tricky away fixtures next Saturday, with Kashiwa travelling to Urawa Reds in search of the 3 points that will guarantee them a historic title in their first season since promotion from J2. Any slip-up, however, would let in Nagoya if they can win at Albirex Niigata, while Gamba will be on hand to climb 2 positions if both of their rivals drop points and they can clinch victory at Shimizu S-Pulse. Vanfore Corfu's relegation back to the second division after just 1 season was all but confirmed when closest rivals Urawa carved out a narrow 2-1 victory away to already relegated Avispa Fukuoka. A 32nd minute opener from the edge of the box by Hideya Okamoto had the Reds on the ropes, but momentum was recovered when Japan midfielder Yosuke Kashiwagi equalised with the help of a deflection right on half-time. Toshiya Suemoto then saw red for a tug on Tsukasa Umesaki just after the hour mark, presenting Marcio Richardes with the opportunity to give Urawa the lead from the spot. The Brazilian made no mistake, and the visitors saw the game out to move to the brink of safety. Corfu's spirits appeared unaffected, as they then thumped Niigata 3-0 on Sunday afternoon, despite the absence through suspension of top scorer Mike Havanar, thanks to goals from Atsushi Katagiri, Yuji Yabu and Yoshifumi Kashiwa. Their chances of survival, however, will depend on an improbable 14-goal swing on the final day, as Urawa enjoy a 3-point cushion and a comfortably superior goal difference. Elsewhere, Juninho said farewell to the Kawasaki Frontale fans who have worshipped him for 9 years, with 2 goals in a 3-0 victory over Kanagawa neighbours Yokohama F. Marinos. Kashima Antlers held on to 6th place after beating Shimizu by a similar scoreline, while Sanfrecce Hiroshima moved up to 7th with a 4-2 win against Omiya Ardija. Vissel Kobe beat Jubilo Iwata 3-1 to leapfrog their opponents into 8th. Two more quick talking points, and the Japanese men's Olympic side moved a step closer to a place in London next year, with victories over Bahrain and Syria in Asian qualification. Yuki Otsu of Borussia Mönchengladbach was the hero, with goals in each match. In the second division, Sagan Tosu virtually assured their place in J1 next season with a 3-0 thrashing of Tokushima Vortis, who slip out of the final promotion berth behind Consadole Sapporo on goal difference with one match to play. Finally, I have had the real privilege of writing about 8 previous thrilling title races in Japan for issue 3 of The Blizzard, which is out later this week. Visit www.theblizzard.co.uk for details and to order your copy. As ever, it's full of really excellent reads from the likes of Jonathan Wilson, Gabriele Marcotti, Ian McIntosh and many other top writers from around the world. I'll be back a week today with all the news on how this thrilling season reaches its climax. Bye for now.